the thing that got me most excited as we went through this panel process was these ideas around circular economy. So that means going from a, you know, mine or make, use and waste model to one where you're recycling things basically and upcycling them. So for example, a big chunk of the food that we produce gets wasted before, during, or after harvest, and everything that people eat becomes post-consumer waste coming out of us. And so we have all these organic wastes from agricultural industries, from our landscapes, from our bodies that become pollution. And how much of that pollution can we avoid? And how much of the use of, you know, fossil fuel resources could we avoid if we didn't just expect the environment to absorb our waste, but instead we use them for, because, you know, what we breathe out, plants breathe in, they feed us, we can feed them if we do it that way. So what would it take to get people to see their waste as resources? What would it take to develop these waste to value chains that make this happen in a profitable, efficient, attractive way? And so I learned a lot from the panelists. I can cite, for example, Alexander Mathis, who works at ETH in Switzerland, for, you know, kind of delighting me with new ideas, because the Europeans have dug in really deeply around innovations related to circular economy, and I think we have a lot to learn. So basically, I hope that our panel process, the relationships we formed in conducting this work, and the report itself can help us move to advance some of these changes that we need to bring us a food system that is more healthy, equitable, resilient, and sustainable.